The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his daring United Nations raiders have reluctantly said goodbye to their Dutch underground friends on the island of Java. When orders came for them to return to China, Jim realized that their only chance was to steal a Japanese bomber. While their Dutch friends staged a diversionary attack, Jim and his men boldly took off in an enemy plane. So stunned were the Japs that Jim was able to bomb the runway, and they shot down the single pursuit plane that took off after them. In the dogfight, however, the doors of the bomb bay were apparently damaged. Since young Tom's son seemed to have vanished, Jim sent Sergeant McGovern to see what was wrong. Mac excitedly announced that he had found Tom's son unconscious when his voice abruptly broke off. Jim hurries to the bomb bay.
Take a stick, Singley.
Certainly. Is our course set?
Yeah, due north.
If I had you release the safety catch of your pistol.
I've got a hunch I'll need it.
Mark is in trouble?
He must be. He said he found Thompson unconscious with what looked like a knife wound in his forehead.
Jim, the Japanese bound for
right thing. I knew I saw three of them come aboard and only two leave. Be right back.
Lord, Jim, I knocked him clean through that open bomb bay.
Good, good. Hold on to Thompson a minute, Mac. All right, plug in the intercom.
Yeah, you'll be okay in half a second, son.
Yeah, but that Jack, where's...
Well, he got awful fed up all of a sudden. I decided to drop out.
Hello, hello, Bradley the crew. Bradley the crew. All okay. All okay now. Jap stowaway disposed of. Relax.
Hey, what happened anyway, sonny boy?
Why... That Icky jumped me from behind. I was just plugging in the intercom to tell Jim the bomb bay was opening okay when... Whammo!
Got any sulfur powder, Mac?
Not on me.
Well, wait, maybe I have.
I got some, Jim. Somewhere. Oh, yeah. And here.
Yeah, good. Now let Mac sprinkle on that cut in your forehead. Bradley the pilot. Bradley the pilot. Come in, Singley.
Pilot to Bradley. What is it?
Give your bomb bay lever the business, will you, Sing? See if she closes.
Now, what result, Jim?
Nothing so far, Sing. Keep trying.
I think I know what may be keeping.
Look out, girl! Don't grab him, man!
Quick, Jim!
I got her!
Jim, let go! Let me go!
That kid was so groggy, he stepped right into space.
Save your strength, Mac. You'll need it. Can you pull him up?
I'm trying to. Are you okay, Jim?
Yeah. I've got my foot anchored around the steel ladder. I can hold on to you, but... How long can you hold on to Tom's son?
Oh, this is no time for that kind of a riddle.
If I could only reach the intercom.
Look out! Look out!
Mac, hurry! The bomb bay's closing!
With Tom's son dangling in thin air, the troublesome doors of the bomb bay have suddenly become two jaws of death. We'll see what happens in just a moment. Right now, I'd like to ask, what's your favorite kind of reading? And if you're anything like 15 million grown-ups and youngsters all over the country, and a large percentage of our fighting men, too, your answer will be the funnies. That's right, the funnies. Recent surveys at home and abroad have shown that this typically American form of reading pleasure is a habitual favorite with overwhelming numbers. And as those same 15 million study readers know, America's favorite funnies is the Comic Weekly. That's the funnies with Prince Valiant, Flash Gordon, the Lone Ranger, the Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, Little Annie Rooney. Over 24 outstanding, exciting, top-notch features. 15 of the nation's great Sunday papers take the Comic Weekly into more than 6 million of the nation's homes. One of those great Sunday papers brings it to this city. Why not let it bring the Comic Weekly to your home? You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name, The Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the bomb bay of a stolen enemy plane and Jungle Jim.
Those doors will crush the kid to death.
Make him stop! Make him stop!
If I could reach that intercom.
Wait. If I was to shift a little...
No use, Mac. I don't dare unhook my foot from around this ladder.
Pilot to Bradley.
Oh, now, if you just wonder why I don't answer.
Come in, Bradley. Come in, please.
Oh, there's nothing I'd like better, Singley.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah?
The doors are stuck closed.
They have?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Jim?
How's Tom not doing, Mac?
How about it, kid? Can you hang on for another few minutes?
Sure, but...
If pilot to tail gun, Kolo, come forward. Go to Bombay and see why Bradley failed to respond.
Kolo to pilot. Okay, you bet.
You hear that, man?
Yeah. Not much longer, Thompson. Kolo's coming down here.
Hope he hurry.
Sure, he'll hurry. All we needed was a port for bridge.
That's him.
Step on it, Kolo. Tom's gone for the bad way.
You hang on, Mac.
Hang on, he says. What do you think I'm doing?
Wait now. Must cut to lower bomb rack.
Oh, the bomb rack? Why, Kolo?
You sleep, man.
No, this is no time to play games, Kolo.
What's been played, Mac? Let me see this.
What you doing, Jim?
Climbing up on the bomb rack. I think he's bombing.
Get you up here. Let me chop, Tom's up.
Better make it fast, Kolo. I don't know how much longer I can...
2 seconds now.
Oh, I get it now. Smart boy, Cole.
What's he doing, Jim?
He's using the bomb, right? Like a trapeze. That's it, Cole.
Sometimes good things will have monkey blood. Steady, boy.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Steady now, Cole. His arms are tired. You have to do most of the work.
Steady, boy. Let Cole do grab stuff. Now, okay, man. You let go. Me, Thompson.
Hey, Cole's got him, Jim. Can you pull me aboard?
Yeah. I can tell by the change in weight.
If I could just get my hands back inside him.
I'll get you back. Hope your uniform doesn't rip.
You would have to think of that. You all right, Colonel?
You're okay so far.
How's Tom's arm?
Sure. I'm okay.
Just a few more inches, Mac.
Oh, you're doing fine, Jim. But the kid's getting weak.
Tanner! You can back in the rest of the way by yourself, Mac.
Brother, don't think I'm that glad to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, how about you?
I'm all right. Come on. Get over here alongside the bomb bay with me.
That good, son.
Now, swing Thompson over this way. Yeah. Mac, you grab his right arm and I'll take his left.
Yeah.
You talk like I was a Thanksgiving turkey or something, Jim.
All right, Colo. Get that, Mac.
I'm set. That's it.
Easy, Thompson. Yeah. All right, Mac. Drag him aboard. Any kind.
Yeah.
This has been better.
You're telling me.
Promise me, Thompson. Never go near another trap door.
Pilot to Colo. What is wrong?
Thing
wrong?
Me knocking himself out up there, Jim.
I'm gonna go up there and take the stick. I'll explain it to him.
Okay. And for Pete's sake, get this bomb
bay
closed, will you?
Listen, please,
Connor.
I
have
to
Connor.
It's okay,
Singley. Jim, by the seven chins of Buddha.
I had a little trouble with the bomb bay doors. After we got rid of that Jeff stowaway. See, Thompson slipped and...
The boy's all right?
He is now. Mac grabbed him and I grabbed Mac. But it took Kolo to straighten us out, though. If you hadn't stopped closing the bomb bay doors when you did...
You mean Thompson was actually caught between those doors?
Yep, that's exactly what I mean. You were smart enough to realize something was wrong.
Flattery is most warmly welcomed by those who do not deserve it. I was not smart, Jim. As something more important seized my interest.
More important?
Yes. Observe, Jim, at 3 o'clock.
Sing. Is that a plane?
It is indeed. Unfortunate that darkness did not fall before it saw us.
How long has it been there?
I cannot say. I first observed it while I was closing the Bombay.
What do you figure our position is, Sing?
Somewhere over the Thousand Islands.
And that plane is the outer orbit of the regular Twilight Patrol.
Yes, so they have informed me.
Huh?
Oh, yes. Although they do not realize it.
Singley, stop being a Chinese puzzle.
It is more simple. They contacted us by radio. At least, it must have been they.
Well, what'd they say?
I could not tell at first. It was in Japanese code, of course. I replied with a straight message.
Well, what'd you tell him?
That we were on special assignment to rendezvous with Japanese carrier. Also, that our radio receiver had gone out. Only our transmitter would operate.
With anyone?
As they dipped their wings as though to express understanding.
And the radio's been dead since then?
On the contrary, they have rattled along like old women at their gossip. Turn the switch and see. You see? Does that make sense to you?
Not a particle. That just sounds as though they hate to take no for an answer.
In any case, it is an old ship, much slower than this.
Sure. Let them play tag with it till they get tired. I'll take the stick now, Stingley.
You are welcome to it. I have kept it due north.
Yes, so I see. Hello. Hello. Pilot to Bombay. Pilot to Bombay. Are you still down there, Thompson?
Bombay to pilot. Right here, Jackson. Feeling better every minute.
Good. I want you and Mac to go through the ship very carefully. That chap stowaway may have left a booby trap behind.
Roger, Jim. We'll come.
As the night is falling rapidly now, we shall be safe in the darkness.
Yeah, just as long as our gas holds up.
The tanks are still nearly full. These Japanese planes run on a very lean mixture.
But just this once, I'm glad of it, too. Why don't you take a catnap, Singh? You've earned it.
Perhaps I will. But not until I tell that nephew of mine that he requires more patience than a frightened bride.
Yeah, now, that's funny.
Eh? What is?
Not a peep out of them on the radio now. I guess they decided we really were.
Tail gun, two-pilot. It's tail gun, two-pilot.
Come in, Colo. What is it?
What's my thing, friend Jim? All squadron, chapter, long night, 6 o'clock.
What is it, Jim?
Pilot to crew. Pilot to crew. Battle stations. Battle stations. A squadron of Jap night fighters is closing in on us.